Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan announced today that he will not pursue criminal charges after an investigation into racial harassment of former state representative Kaya Morris. Morris withdrew her re-election bid last August after she became the target of racial harassment. She was the only black female lawmaker in the Vermont House of Representatives. Attorney General Donovan announced the results of his investigation at a press conference in Bennington today. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman was there, and he joins us now. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So first, let's back up. What was the extent of the harassment that former Representative Kaya Morris experienced?
Kaya Morris said that a lot of this harassment went back a few years, and it seems like there were a lot of issues in her community in Bennington with racial harassment, and it came to a head this summer. Kaya won the nomination, the Democratic nomination, to run for her House seat, and she pulled out of that during the summer. And when that happened, other lawmakers got involved, and they said that they wanted to see an investigation to look into what was going on. And so the Bennington Police Department looked into it, but the Attorney General announced just after Kaya resigned that he was going to take over the investigation, and today he released that report.
Right. And so at this press conference today, I understand Kaya Morris's husband read some of the threatening messages that they received. What did he say?
He did. It was a really powerful press conference. The room was filled. There was probably more than 100 people there. There were lawmakers from around the state. And Kaya's husband, James Lawton, spoke. He read some of the emails that he and his wife and family have received. It was really powerful stuff. We have a little bit here.
When the time comes for negotiations is over, whites will be ready for the war. Thanks for resigning. Now, please move out of my state.
And so Attorney General Donovan has looked into this. Today he announced he's not seeking any criminal charges. Why is he not seeking any charges in this?
Yeah, well, that was the bottom line. The press conference went on for more than an hour. And what T.J. Donovan said is that a lot of this speech is protected by the First Amendment. He also said that this wasn't the end of the story. And we have a little clip of what he said, and here it is.
As we seek to address this issue and attempt to heal as a state, let us remember the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. True peace is not merely the absence of tension. It is the presence of justice. Let us seek justice together.
So what the Attorney General said is that he wants to start a bias reporting system in the state. And he said that's already underway. The state's attorneys across the state are on board. So when Vermonters see racial harassment or are harassed, there's a kind of a standard on what should happen to that. Now, a lot of this is going to continue to be protected by the First Amendment. But there was a feeling in the room that Vermont wanted to do more and Vermont needed to do more. And there had to be somewhat of a way to bridge that First Amendment right with the very real fear that people are experiencing when they're harassed like this.
Well, former Representative Kaya Morris herself was at the press conference today. What did she have to say about this decision and this whole case?
She gave a very powerful speech, and she started out by talking about her family's history. She says her great-grandparents were involved with the civil rights struggle in Mississippi in the 60s. She talked a little bit about this country's and this state's long history with racism. And she did say that it is a little frustrating for everyone to acknowledge that she was harassed, but really for there to be very little that can be done. And so this is one of the things that she said.
All of the accounts of what happened to me and my family over the years are enormous in scale and historically rooted in a legacy of white supremacy, misogyny, and inequity. We did everything that we were told to do, reported as we should, held nothing back, and trusted in a system that in the end was insufficient and inept at addressing and repairing the harm done. In the end, we were told there was nothing to be done. Essentially, our current legal system told us that what was happening was acceptable, that for some members of our society, we endorse this behavior, these dialogues, this acerbic vitriol, the defamation, the blatant lies, the intimidation, the silencing, and the lethality upon our lives. Our judicial system quite literally told marginalized peoples that engaging on any level with those who harm us disqualifies us from its protections, that we are complicit in our own abuse, that I was deserving of no protection, support, or empathy from my very humanity.
So there's just one more important thing to point out is that when a lot of this came out, there was some question as to whether the Bennington Police Department did their work adequately. And the Attorney General said that he did look into the work that the Bennington Police Department did. He was satisfied with it. It doesn't appear that they did anything wrong. But I think at the end of the day, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson was there. And there was a feeling again that we have to figure this out, that we have to confront this racism, and we have to find a way so that people are not afraid and people are protected.
That's VPR reporter Howard Weiss-Tisman. Thanks so much, Howard.
All right. You're welcome, Henry.